Lou Lang, the state lawmaker, is on a phone line. Haven't talked to him in a while, but I appreciate you joining us. Lou, how are you?
I'm great, John. Good to talk to you.
Two things, and I've just got a few minutes of your time today, and then I'll take more another day. But just in general, what do you make of this conversation we've been having about taxing services more than just products in Illinois to help, you know, solve the budget impasse?
It's clear that we've moved from a manufacturing economy to a service economy in parts of the state. Other parts of the state are still all agriculture, so I suppose it depends where you are in the state of Illinois. I think it's important to leave all options on the table for decision-making in terms of how to find the revenue to balance our books and to pay for the things we want to pay for in the state of Illinois. I don't think it's responsible to reject every idea out of hand simply because it's got the word tax in it. So I go into this, however, saying that I'm not sure service taxes are exactly what I want to do. As part of a package of bills designed to clear up our mess and to get us on the right trajectory, I guess I would consider it. And I guess to some, where are the exemptions? What services get taxed? What services do not get taxed? I think that's where the rubber hits the road.
I'll just take one call on this, and then I want to change subjects with you, but that's John. John, what did you want to say? You're on the air.
Oh, thank you. My comment regarding the taxes was I think the service tax is wrong. I think if you want a tax, everybody has to be involved in it. You know, go back to a food tax. You know, run another percent on groceries and everything because everybody has to eat. But I think the major concern and the major problem that we're facing right now is that the state of Illinois cannot, will not, or is unwilling to pass a balanced budget. And that's the whole crux of the matter right there. Is we've got to get a balanced budget. We've got to make some cuts. People have to feel a little bit of this. You know, I had my retirement cut back before I retired, and we've done nothing with the state of Illinois to do that. But people are going to have to give a little bit and get some skin in the game. But
well, let's ask him about that. Hold on a second, John. Lou, would we be doing this if it weren't for the fact that Illinois is just so upside down on its finances?
Well, the first thing that we did what was wrong was allow the state income tax increase to expire. If it had not expired and we had a budget, we would not be in a deficit today. We'd certainly have a problem with our pension system, but we wouldn't be $12 billion in the hole on current bills. Look, we passed a budget in the House. In fact, we passed two budgets in the House. One got to the governor's desk. He vetoed it when he didn't have to. Even if he didn't like it, he could have used his line item veto. He purposely threw us into turmoil. And if he wanted a budget, all he had to do was call people into a room and say, let's do the budget. The governor has not wanted to do a budget, and until he does, there won't be one.
Give me 45 seconds on this idea that we need to set aside $25 million to protect various Jewish community centers because of the threat of violence.
Well, first, let me say this bill is not just for Jewish community centers. This bill is for all not-for-profits who have security risks. In the wake of all the things that have been happening around the country where religious institutions, cemeteries, synagogues, mosques, Jewish community centers have been either desecrated or there have been bomb hoaxes coming from white supremacist groups mostly, we have to take them seriously. And so my bill would set aside $25 million for safety and security grants to these institutions that would be run through the Secretary of State's office. Some of these are at risk immediately. And so I wanted to make an emergency sum of money available, not for programming, just for security purposes.
They'd hire guards with that money?
They could hire guards, put up lights, put in alarm systems, put in new doors, whatever they felt was appropriate. And the Secretary of State would be empowered to put the program together.
Representative Lou Lang. Nice to talk to you, Lou. I'll call you again.
Thanks, John. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Appreciate it.